Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
This digital dealer interview series is brought to you by our friends and partners at
Pure Cars,
VinQ,
Team MXS,
Fixed Ops
Digital, M1 Data and Analytics,
and Drive Century.
If you want more information or want to partner with the brew,
go to carguycoffee.com.
Let's brew!
What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Frelin Art, subprime hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions in the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. We are still in fabulous Las Vegas at Digital Dealer 2023. And we are here brewing with the one,
the only, Kyle Disher!
That's right. Welcome to the show, brother.
Bro.
Don't you love when that happens?
Love it.
When vendors, I got a quick story, everybody. So every now and then, and you've worked in the store plenty of time, right? Sometimes you're in a different part of the country and you're going for the handshake and you don't exactly what just happened happens. I don't know where you're going. What is usually your flow for that?
Just kiss on the mouth. Just full on mouth kiss and don't stop.
Come here.
Yeah. That'll be the win.
That's how you build relationships.
That's the win. That's how you do it. Yeah.
Exactly. And then you say, I probably don't have COVID at the end.
Oh my gosh. Let's go right to it. Let's exchange space.
Let's go.
I love it. But Kyle, brother, we had an incredible day yesterday. We were part of history yesterday, and we haven't really done too much loud talking about it. But in that, let's go ahead and recap a little bit. You want to tell us a little bit of what we were brewing yesterday before we can tell everybody what's brewing with you. But what happened here yesterday? It was history.
History. So V20 group, where dealers have historically had 20 groups forever. There's a V20 group, though. V stands for
vendor.
I wasn't sure. I thought it was question four, but yeah. Vendor 20 group, some of the top vendors in the industry from different spaces got together. And just spent today talking about, one, how to help each other. Because, you know, there's a lot of people in the same space. And then, two, help dealers. So help each other, help dealers. And we're going to meet 3 or 4 times a year. V20. And you got elected.
So did you.
Yeah, but you're like, so there was a chairman, vice chairman, and the junior chairman. Right. So we got the vice chairman, the junior chairman, and the elector here.
So the beautiful part is, though, is when you hear chairman this, when you're talking about that junior chairman, that's 3 years that they're committed to. So, man, big deal. That's amazing. It's going to be cool to see you helping make decisions in this group. And I know you're going to be very impactful, man. I've known you for a bunch of years. We've known each other somewhat, but over the last couple of years, we've gotten to know each other a little bit better. And what I could tell you is the very first time I ever met him was in St. Louis. It was over in Illinois, and we were over at a dealership. And in this dealership, they're always doing big things. They're home of the Wiggity Way, right? And that, if anybody knows what I'm talking about, and everybody knows about Auto Centers out there, Nissan. And Auto Centers, Nissan, they do a lot of marketing. They do a lot of great things. But they also had this guy coming in doing training for him. And when he came in with his energy, I remember being like, man, this dude's cool. I like him a lot. So I end up like following him, right? What I did see was something really hilarious many years ago. It was him at an airport. He's going through security. So he's got these rip-off pants, and he's got like spandex underneath them. And he goes through, and of course, like metal detectors going off or whatever. So like, you got to do something. He goes, okay, and he just goes, rips them off, and he walks right through. And
the security was like, "Whoa!" I was playing. I had a pocket full of change. I was at a bachelor party, and I had to do it. So I had the breakaway pants, pink underwear.
Yeah,
if I remember right. So
it was
good times. That's
and awesome. That right then and there, I knew the guy that I had met. Eventually, when I get a chance to, that's gonna be my boy. Right, I'm gonna hang out with this dude, and I can appreciate that. I appreciate your humor. But what I appreciate more than your humor is your energy that you put towards anything you do. You're somebody who doesn't like to say no. If there's something that is offered to you or something that you can help somebody with, you're going to find a way to help them. Even if it isn't directly through you, you're going to take the job on and you're going to make sure that they have a solution for that. And bro, that's mad respect. That is what a true solutionary does. We don't figure out ways to percolate problems. We brew solutions. Man, you brew solutions on a daily. So, man, congrats on all the work you do, man.
Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ! The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market. They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
A key piece of being a solutionary is that you do adapt, exactly like Fred is saying, and exactly like you do. So many times we'll say yes to what it is that a dealer is needing in the understanding that we believe in ourselves and our abilities to find a solution to the problem. And so often, that's exactly where a dealership could get hemmed up, depending on who's at the driver's seat of making those decisions, of seeking those solutions. When you get out here and you're actually communicating with some of the leadership that shows up from the dealership, what is it that you're trying to communicate with them most for them to be able to understand what you're doing and what they're going to get out of what it is?
Yeah, good question. So we do a lot of stuff for dealers and vendors. And everything that we do for the dealers, vendors are a little bit different. It's holistic. We do a lot, but it all ties to each other. So hiring is one of the big things. So people call up, hey, I need to hire 5 people, 10 people, 20 people. And then we do training. And so we train those people. We have a learning management system that has over 2,000 videos in it. And the live webinar is the mystery shop. So everything we do kind of lives in one place. And when dealers come to us, it's usually, I need a this or I need a that. And every product we have and all the ways it's been tweaked is all what the dealer requested. So dealers actually build our products.
That's awesome. And because you listen to them, you seek first to understand, then you start to figure out a solution that can be understood. But not just the dealer.
Everything I built was, fine, let's do it. So just today, there's this guy. He made a desking tool, spent $5 million on a desking tool, right? He's in my call log from before I walked over here. He owns a Ford dealership, and he's, dude, I blew $5 million. The desking tool is great, but I'm going to give it to your team. We're hiring him 3 full-time devs to just push it over the edge. Because I got a big team. We got about 115 people. We have a lot of elasticity. There's a lot of vendors in this area that come to us that I can see from here and say, I got this special project, that special project. I got good managers, and I got a lot of bandwidth, so... it's easy for me to say yes because I'm not the one that has to do stuff. Right. But on the 8:30 morning meeting, guess what, guys? I committed us to this. Right. They figure it out. Yeah. I have very good managers.
That's awesome.
Man, that's important, man. Team, having the right people behind you or with you, I should say, running alongside you, will make all the difference in what you do. That's something that Lou and I are trying to figure out right now. And how do we scale up? It's people. We have to scale up by putting people around us that are going to scale up with us and be part of something unique and be able to solve a problem that I can't solve. Right. And I need to find those people. I need to find those A-plus peoples in this category that I'm a F in, right? And all those type of things. And it's really cool that you have a crew of people that are willing to sit and get your back at that 8:30 meeting. Man, you're putting a lot on us, but man, we love the challenge. And let's take that challenge. Let's go forward. What do you see today as being one of the biggest challenges that you in your company are able to give to the dealer that's going to make a huge impact right now and what's currently going on?
So challenges, what are we doing to make more impact, more sales for the dealer?
Yeah, I would say that's a great way.
So it's the accountability piece. People need to learn how to sell cars again. You have people that have never sold a car in their entire life that have been making six-figure incomes for the past 3 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're 100%. I love how you put that. Folks, they've been in the industry. They've been on the front line, but they're not selling cars.
Not selling cars.
No, they're just delivering units. And literally, that's all it was over the last couple of years for a lot of people. I'm not saying every one of y'all, but there's most of y'all changed your habits quite a bit.
Hey dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro,
your website.
Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you.
From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com.
Back to the show.
And people always love to overcomplicate, especially from the vendor world. You know, somebody that's never sold a car in their life, no offense for other people, come in and they got all this data and all that. I like keeping things simple. You write every customer up that walks through the showroom floor. You do everything ethically possible to sell them a car right now. They don't buy a car right now. You follow up with the video. The manager follows up. You call them back and you try and sell them an appointment. The phone rings. You set an appointment. Somebody submits an internet lead. Shoot them a video, you call and you ask them to commit. It's a very complicated but simple business, and people always want to complicate things, but if I set an appointment with everybody that's not at the dealership and I write everybody up and put them on paper that's at the dealership, everybody beats the manager, we're going to sell our cars.
That's right. So true. So true. So with that, put that in your cup, sip on it, everybody. What's going on? Roy Davila is up over
man,
here.
Man, Roy over here.
Coming over here to the booth.
With the braids.
Look at this, brother.
Look at that.
With you. Got some braids. Look at these.
I know
them. Okay.
He's got cage fighter hair.
It's Vegas. It's Vegas.
It's the digital dealer edition hair.
I like that. That's what's up. We've got a barista.
Barista,
baby.
You know what it is. We'll see you a little bit, Roy.
All right. Inside of that, again, yes, we are baristas. So that's what it is. That's what we do. We brew solutions for this industry because we want to stay creative about putting our brand out there. Now, so there's so much of this conversation of worry that dealers can get into about worrying about a person building their own brand outside of the brand of the store. Inside of that situation, how have you helped to bridge the gap in being able to encourage salespeople to find them, be creative, do the things that are slightly different than everybody else?
I'm a little hungry. Hang on here. For you. I think I got prompted to do this, but a good segue. Would you like half a fortune cookie?
Half a fortune cookie? I'd love a half a fortune cookie.
Would you like a small piece of
fortune? I would definitely take a small piece of fortune cookie.
Wait, what's it say? It says, P.S. I ship cars, Don Brady.
So, Don Brady, that's right.
Oh, Don Brady.
These fortune cookies got left here. Just little things. If there was a fortune cookie that said I sell cars, that would be something else good too. Hey.
Get you some of that.
So, yeah, personal branding means a lot, and dealers just got to get over it. So, if somebody's bringing you those deals and they're doing it at your dealership, yes, it becomes that salesperson's customer in a lot of ways. It becomes the dealership's customer too. You don't want to compete with your salespeople. You want to collaborate with your salespeople.
Oh, man, I love it.
We edit custom videos for TikTok. We edit custom videos for Facebook and stuff with the dealers that are progressive because they know, guess what? The more cars your people sell, the more cars you sell. And if the relationship is right, the grass is never greener anyways. And look, your salespeople are going to quit, okay? It just happens. Well, how many salespeople do you have to quit now? Would you rather someone quits after selling you a bunch of cars, or would you rather someone quits and sells you no cars? If the guy wants to sell a bunch of cars, then take his talent and sell elsewhere, great. But make the most of those self-branders while they're at the dealership.
That's good stuff. I mean,
really good stuff.
And I love how you're pouring that out there. But from what it is that we've had the chance to see, those car guys that do stay planted at a store, that have their repeats, that have their, they don't have to go take ups.
Yeah.
They don't have to churn too much of the fresh stuff. They always can keep their network going. How much inside of your exposure? We got decades upon decades of time in service here for the industry. But what have you seen some of the most benefits of a salesperson putting the roots in the ground and being still and learning and then adapting when somebody like you or us come in and say, hey, think a little different, grow a little more, and you're going to get more fruit out of it. How has that actually benefited you when trying to get a store to the next level, working on some of those long planted foundational trees?
Absolutely. And most places, not to hate on the corporate stores, but especially if you're at a family-owned store and there's someone there that can actually make decisions, salespeople, you're so much better off walking up to the guy or the girl that has their name on the front of the building and saying this, look, I love working here. I want to work here for the long haul. I've been spending X amount of dollars advertising for myself on this channel, on that channel. We put some type of package together. We can help me market better for you. You're spending $500 a car deal right now. Spend some of it with me. And make it a relationship with the salesperson and the dealer so everybody gets together.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
You collaborate with the dealer, you're going to go a long way. Now, salespeople, if you're watching this, you may think, I can't ask the dealer for that. You want to go ask a new dealer for another job? The grass is not greener. Love the one you're with, and you'll usually get farther.
I'm in a big second, the grass is not greener, and love the one you're with. Because at the end of the day, and it's cliche, but it's about watering your lawn. It's about putting fertilizer on. It's about paying attention to it, making sure it's trimmed the way it needs to be trimmed. The trash is not in there. That you're taking away all the garbage that doesn't need to be, and not stepping on stuff that's not supposed to be stepped on. So my point is that you are exactly what determines if that grass is green.
Yeah.
You can be in the best environment in the world. If you have the wrong attitude, it's going to feel like it's the worst. I've seen it a lot. I personally dealt with that myself, and I had to learn myself. Go somewhere else, find out, hey, I was wrong. And I humbled myself very quickly, but I learned that lesson. I didn't do it multiple times. I was like, okay, hey, I'm going to make sure that my grass is greener. But not asking that question to your dealer is really leaving an assumption out there that can change your life. If you ask that question and you actually come to them with a great proposition that sounds like a very big value add to them, they're going to 100% agree with it, and they're going to do everything they can to make sure that they can help you. Even if it isn't maybe helping with that, but they're going to find ways to help you market better because they want to help you. At the end of the day, it helps their bottom line.
Oh, yeah.
So get after it. Don't be scared to ask those questions. It's better than quitting and, like you said, going asking somebody else, a stranger, for a job, and then having to build that whole relationship all over again. It's just not worth it, my friend.
100%.
You never have the business if you don't ask for it.
Yes, 100%.
You have not because you asked.
Make a cameo. Stick your head in here.
We got Tim Cox up in here.
Tim Cox is a hip hop
Cornell up in the house. Love it.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
Good to see you, brother.
Yeah, man.
So thankful again for the relationships that we do have the chance to make here. But folks, if we do all the collaborating and we give you all of the solutions and give you all the directions, you have to sip it up. You have to drink the coffee. If it's brewed for you, you got to use it. So don't let it get cold. When these things start to become available, pay attention to what you're smelling inside of the industry. Ask great people about it. And don't be afraid to sample and try. Open up a fortune cookie. See what it is that's in front of you and take advantage of your moments. Brother, we are excited that you're here.
Me too. I want to tell you a story.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about this in 25 years. I was 18 years old and I asked my dealer, I said, hey, would you pay for the printing if I want to get flyers printed? And I got 1,000 green flyers printed. And I walked around the neighborhood and I stuck flyers on just every car. Right? I paid a guy to do it too. Set all these flyers out. The phone started ringing off the hook. The dealer paid for the printing. Guess what the calls were all about? It rained, and I got green stuff all over people's cars. Everyone had to get the car seat out. That was the first time I ever tried to do stuff on my own. I got that green stuff all over my car for your stupid flyer. We had to wash about 5 cars.
Hey, but you learned something from that, right?
Yeah, it was
fun. At the end of the day, you were doing something that somebody at 18 years old that's so out of the box.
Dealer loved it.
Had to.
I
would tell you, somebody comes to me, anybody that I work with, and they hit me with something like that, I'm going to help. It's the fact that they ask. It's the fact that they want to do something.
Yes.
It matters so much. It's hard for me to help people who don't want the help, right? Because we've all seen it. We've given help to people, and it's just not wanted. And then it's deaf ears, right? They just move on. When somebody truly wants it, and they hear it, and they take notes, and they actually go do something about it, man, I'll pour into that person, and I'll do everything I can to help them. So that's the point about going to your dealer and asking, my friends, because if you bring that up, they may not know how much of a go-getter you really are. And when they find out that you are, they'll do everything they can to help you. You never know what that leads to, my friends. It can lead to some big things.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
m1-data.com. Let's brew.
Come on now. Back to the show.
I'm getting on an airplane. I'm going to spend the night at the biggest jerks in the world's house tonight. And I'm also going to spend the night at one of the best people on Earth's house. And it's all perspective, right? To me, the guy's the greatest person ever. You're a salesperson selling 5 cars a month, you may think that guy's a jerk.
Yeah.
So a lot of times it's more about you than the person. It's what you're bringing to the table. I've worked for this guy for almost 20 years, the guy I'm going to stay at his house tonight. He owns a couple of Chrysler stores. And if you're bringing solutions, if you're bringing good energy, people are going to love you. But if you're, I only sold 5 cars that month, you're advertising, blah, 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 blah. If you're one of those people that everything's a problem, of course the dealer's talking about. Bring solutions, bring good energy, bring good attitude. Get promoted faster, you make a lot more money, you have a lot better life.
It's like the old saying, your attitude determines your altitude.
Yeah.
Just saying. So it's truth. It's always going to be that way. It helped with this guy. He had all the cars get detailed after putting green on there, but he had the right attitude and the dealer was good with it. So I promise you, if you guys have that right attitude, it doesn't matter how many mistakes you have, we're going to keep helping you. Because the more mistakes you're making, it means you're really trying, and I can appreciate somebody who tries. So
So Kyle from Rev Dojo, tell these people how to get a hold of you and how to find out more about what it is that you're brewing.
So revdojo.com. I'm also on Facebook, Kyle Disher, and training, mystery shopping, recruiting, CRM reporting, TV commercials. We do a whole bunch of stuff, too much stuff, but it keeps things exciting. And we have just as many vendor clients as we do retail clients. So if you're looking for a solution, you can't find it anywhere, first come to the Solutionaries. And then if they can't, they refer you to me, come to me.
Well, we appreciate the good work to us too, and we appreciate you. And please go to revdojo.com, learn more about what he does, man. I can tell you he brings a lot of value, not just to what you're trying to do, but he brings a lot of value to this industry. So go check it out. Go cheer him on. Love on him.
Can we do something? We got a second?
Yeah,
we're gonna get crazy for a second. Are we live re-editing this later?
We're editing this. So we're not really editing, but we're gonna send it out.
Car dealers near me, we're gonna do $100 to whoever answers the phone if they set an appointment, and $0 if they don't.
Oh, wow.
Let's see.
I freaking love this.
Let's go looking for a new car dealer. It's all used car dealers, right?
Yeah, Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Let's go. Used car dealers.
Toyota's first thing that popped in my head. So Toyota.
Yeah, Choppa's house here.
Yeah, me. Oh, that's true. All right, so we'll edit this out in post. We'll protect the guilty.
We will.
Let's see if they set an appointment.
Love this.
$100 if they nail it.
Welcome to Toyota and Henderson. This is Linda the sale. May I help you?
Hi, can I have a salesperson, please?
Yes. This is Linda the sale. May I help you?
Oh, hey. The reason I was calling is I saw a 2018 Silver Camry on the website a few days ago, and it's gone. And I just want to see if you still have that car, please.
Sure. I jump for you right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
2018 Camry. That's a great choice. You definitely called the right place. Let me check on that Camry for you.
But in case we could disconnect it, can I get your phone number and your information really quick?
So if she doesn't have the car.
How long are we going?
She doesn't have a chance of setting the appointment. So also, what am I driving now?
He said it right then. He said that he doesn't have it. That's not there anymore.
Hold on a second, okay?
Her only chance, so expand the inventory.
You know what model of that Camry?
I think that one was an LE. So is there anybody on earth that lays in bed at night and goes like this? Someday I'm going to have a six-year-old Camry. That's my dream car. I just want a cheap car. What is she trying to sell me right now? The Camry. What should she be trying to sell me? The appointment.
That's 100%.
And this is why we do all those mystery shops. And if she had a call guy in front of her,
it'd
be fixed like
this.
Oh, I don't want you to have to waste too much time. Did it show on the caller ID? I'll just give you a number. You ready?
Yeah, I got it here. Hold on.
702?
503?
Yeah, that one
702?
Works. 702? Perfect. Yep.
702?
930?
930?
7475.
7475. Is this a phone number? Can I text you as well?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
I would have gave $100, but...
Your name is?
No appointment. Kyle.
Hi. All right, guys. Give me 5 minutes. I'll take you right back, okay?
Thank you so much. Don't waste a lot of time. I appreciate you taking the call. Thank you. That's why we do the mystery shops. I stick a call guide in front of her. She's going to start selling appointments. She doesn't have a call guide. Like we said earlier, a lot of people have been order takers the past 3 years.
That's right.
Her only chance is if she has the actual car. So there you guys go.
Man, that was right there on the spot. You guys see that? I'm going to tell you.
That will happen.
We're not going to stay on that long, but what I'm going to tell you is that happens all the time. That's not uncommon at a dealership for somebody to answer the phone and not even set the appointment. Didn't even try to. So be better, my friends. And this guy can help you get there. So let's go.
And I'm not a bully. If I'm in your dealership, I take live calls. I make calls. So if you ever want to do a live call session, hit me up. We'll do it on Zoom, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it, bro. Appreciate you for showing that, man. That's a big deal.
Cool.
Well, let's give a quick shout out to our friend Tony Lucas is up over here. Sun's out, guns out. Come on over here, Tony.
You flexing the sleeve style?
Yeah. Check these out.
Let's go.
Big arms coming in here. Coming in strong. Love
man,
it, love it, love it.
The legend himself.
These are some of the Incredibles that are here right now roaming the floors. And we are so thankful that we had the opportunity to get the first ever interview on the Car Guy Coffee podcast with our friend Kyle. There's a lot more brews to come. We're going to get a good five-liner on this solutionary.
Yeah.
But until we do, let's make sure that we drop those F-bombs, everybody. And let's forgive Focus Fly so we can keep growing. See you all soon. Kyle, help us out. On three. One, two, three.
Forgive.
Focus.
Fly.
And keep growing. Keep growing. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. I am Lou Ramirez, the Car Guy.
And I'm Brother Narc, subprime hero.
And you've been brewing solutions with the one...
The only
Kyle Disher. That's right, everybody. We'll see you soon. We're out.